Britain. Public inquiries. At long last. The report into the Grenfell Tower has taken too long.
The worst thing that can be said of a public inquiry is that it is a whitewash. Perhaps it's too narrow, too rushed, or too gentle. None of which can fairly be said of Sir Martin Moore-Bick's final report into the fire that tore through Grenfell Tower in London in 2017, killing 72 people. The report was released on September 4th, 7 years after the fire. It is almost 1,700 pages long. A preliminary report released in 2019 was 850 pages long and casts blame in every direction. Grenfell burned rapidly because of its exterior cladding, which was added during renovations in the mid-2010s. Sir Martin, a retired judge, concludes that some of the cladding manufacturers engaged in systematic dishonesty. The report finds that one firm, Arconic, possessed test data showing that a type of panel could react dangerously to fire, yet continued to tell the market that it was classified as safe. An insulation firm, Celotex, embarked on a dishonest scheme to mislead its customers, submitting materials for testing that contained additional fire-resistant boards. Fire had spread through cladding on other buildings before 2017. After one tower in London caught fire in 2009, killing 6 people, some of its panels were tested. They burned so fiercely, while dripping flaming debris, that the testing outfit feared for its equipment. Yet regulations stayed lax. Architects and contractors assumed it was someone else's responsibility to ensure that panels were safe. In the background, while fateful decisions were being made to clad Grenfell Tower in dangerous materials, were Conservative-led governments. The report suggests they made matters worse. Cuts to local authority budgets left the inspector responsible for Grenfell Tower overseeing up to 130 projects. A national deregulation drive made civil servants loath to propose new safety measures. Sir Martin points to a serious failure of leadership in the housing department. As for the London Fire Brigade, it was complacent and poorly led. It failed to plan for a large fire in a tower block or to prepare for the many phone calls that would result. In 2017, the control room was overwhelmed. Some call handlers told people that the fire was far away, when it was not. One resident, who said the smoke was so thick that you could not see a hand in front of you, was not told to leave. Among other recommendations, Sir Martin says that Britain should create an independent construction regulator, reporting to a single department. A professional body should be created for fire engineers. At present, the title means little. A college of fire and rescue should be built, something the government has said it wants. Firefighters ought to use high-powered radios more often to avoid the cutouts that occurred during the Grenfell Tower blaze. Some survivors of the fire have welcomed the report and look forward to prosecutions, but it's been a long time in coming, partly because it blames so many people. The inquiry's solicitors informed 247 people and organisations of the criticisms that would be made of them and then dealt with their responses, a process that took much longer than had been expected. That may have reduced the report's potency. In the past 7 years, the architecture firm that worked on the refurbishment of Grenfell Tower has closed. People have changed jobs. Politicians have come and gone. It's easier for everyone to say that faults have already been fixed. This is a known drawback of slow inquiries. Soon after the Grenfell fire, the Institute for Government, a think tank, argued that the window of opportunity for change tends to close as systems and institutions move on after a disaster, and Sir Martin's report is too hefty to be widely read. British public inquiries were not always so exhaustive. In May 1968, one corner of Ronan Point, a new tower block in London, collapsed. An inquiry began the following day and concluded 6 months later. The report was just 82 pages long. It avoided casting blame, arguing it was more important that the eyes of all may be opened in the future. The investigation led to stricter building codes in Britain and other countries and ended the era of rapidly built prefabricated towers. Still, the country now seems committed to slow, excoriating public inquiries. The office building in West London where the Grenfell Tower hearings took place is busy again, with a wide-ranging investigation into how Britain dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic. That might take even longer.